This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Live tonight. After the exercise, everything was successful last night. That third hour was well spent. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. We're going to be getting a report from something called AMCON, which is going on right now, which is alternative media, which is a lot of gun podcasters and some other people. I was invited, sort of. I couldn't go. I haven't figured out a way to pack this big desk to where I can take it with me wherever I go. So, I didn't go. But Rob Morse is there, and he's going to call us in about 23 minutes and tell us what's been going on there. In other news, in a win for us, for gun rights activists, a federal court appeals court on Thursday let stand another court's ruling that it was unconstitutional for Washington, D.C.'s local government to require licensed gun owners to provide a good reason for legally carrying a concealed weapon in the nation's capital city. Which, this is actually good for H.R. 38, I think. Because H.R. 38, Massey's bill, the one that everybody's up in arms about, well, the Republican leadership's... Okay, that is a carve-out on D.C. I think the courts may take this up for us. Although, here's what can happen right now. If they're going to send it to the Supreme Court, D.C. is not going to give up. They're not going to give up. They've been going at this since the Heller decision. But this potentially sets the matter on a path for the U.S. Supreme Court because other federal courts have reached varying decisions in similar cases. So, Adam Winkler, out of the University of California, L.A., UCLA, he said sometimes the most important thing a court does is not do anything. He told the Times, because of what the D.C. court didn't do today, the Supreme Court is now far more likely to take a concealed carry case. Second Amendment advocates said the law was too restrictive and it would make it more difficult for law-abiding citizens to obtain concealed carry permits. As of June, D.C. had granted 126 permits and denied 417 since the law took effect in 2014. Attorney Alan Gura, who represented some of the gun owners involved in the lawsuit, said Thursday's ruling exposed flaws in the city's law. He said the ruling is the latest blow to the district's efforts to curtail gun possession and use, noting that the Supreme Court ruled against the city's near-total ban on firearms in 2008, and a federal court blocked a bid to ban the carrying of firearms in 2014. Local leaders in Washington sought for an in-bank review, which is what happened with the Ninth Circuit in the Peruta case, where originally, with the Peruta case, that was going to take it. It made California almost look like it was going to become a shall issue state, if not a constitutional carry state. but then the en banc hearing reversed that initial decision. The D.C. Circuit said, "No, we're not going to do an en banc hearing. We're going to let stand the 2-1 ruling against you about this ruling that was issued earlier this year." So this meant that the D.C. Circuit's prior decision about the good reason requirement would remain in effect. The city's current law says that residents who want to legally carry a concealed firearm must first demonstrate that they have a good reason to fear injury. And the Post added that living or working in a high crime area was not necessarily a good enough reason. Just because we got a lot of crime here doesn't mean it's going to happen to you. D.C. Attorney General Carl Racine, you know, how big is the District of Columbia and why do they have their own attorney general? He said in a statement that police can continue to enforce the good reason requirement until the appeals court issues what's called a mandate in about a week. Racine said he's reviewing options on how to proceed. The city could decide to ask the Supreme Court to hear the case. If they do, there's three things that could possibly happen from this. Item number one, if the Supreme Court decides we're not going to hear it, we've already ruled on this with Heller, we've already ruled on this with McDonald, it extends outside the home, E-I-E-I-E-I-O, that means that that stands and that law is effectively struck down, which does not mean they won't go and write another law. This one will be struck down. And they'll try to write another one with different verbiage. It'll be essentially the same thing, and it's like a vicious circle. Item number two, Supreme Court takes it, strikes it down. Item number three, the Supreme Court takes it and, you know, goes with the District of Columbia. If they were to do that, that means they pretty much invalidate a whole bunch of Heller and McDonald in a way they sort of eviscerate it to a degree to where it's all of these things that we've held dear. Because Heller was not a perfect decision. Way too many doors left open with Heller. It was, you know, there's not wanting to speak ill of the dead with Justice Antonin Scalia, but he left a lot of wiggle room in that. A lot of wiggle room. So we will see what this means. I hope this means that the people of D.C. can start carrying a gun if they want to. It'll be interesting to see how many would do it. How many citizens would do that. That would be like discovering a new element for those people. Sort of like it would be in New York. But we'll see what that brings up. I'm not holding my breath. But I am waiting to see what this brings up. Now, let's see if we can get this done real quick. The gun violence prevention movement seems to be missing a lot of stuff. Now, we know that civil rights are God-given rights, which means they precede the Constitution. They precede the Bill of Rights. That doesn't stop the gun grabbers, though. They're always wanting to try to take our stuff from us. Kristen Goss of Duke University wrote a book trying to explain why there's no mass movement for gun control. There have been mass movements like to reduce drunk driving and against the Vietnam War. But what she found after mass shootings like Columbine was first, there would be collective outrage, followed by a momentary flurry of unorganized calls and letters and donations from thousands, and then a quick return to the status quo. Otherwise, the issue of gun violence would lie dormant between the random high-profile shooting events, which sort of shoots herself in the foot, doesn't it? Because she says, random, high-profile. She argues that the pro-gun people are much more successful than the gun control crowd in building the mass movement. Maybe it's, you know, part of the reason is because people recognize that guns don't act on their own, and it would be far more productive to actually focus on the maniacs involved in those shootings rather than the tool used. But, you know, that's just a bit of thought for them to consider. But she does touch on one thing interesting. She says the idea that you could have a good time by being a member of America's oldest civil rights organization is an important aspect of the pro-gun messaging strategy that I'm not sure the GVP, Gun Violence Prevention Community, understands. It isn't mentioned or analyzed in the book. But they think that when we go to a gun show, that we wander around, play with lots of guns, eat a hot dog and wash it down with a full-calorie drink, and buy a Make America Great Again baseball cap, all for under $5. They're seeing a fringe benefit there to being part of the movement. It costs more than $5 to get into a gun show. That's why I don't go. Now, if I could go and buy myself a ball cap and have a full-calorie beverage, which I haven't had one of those in years, and a hot dog, which I haven't had one of those in years, and play with all kinds of guns, all for under $5, sign me up. I'm all about that right now. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available, comfortable interiors, and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit AtlasSurvivalShelters.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. A lot of people use social media for various things, and a lot of people have come to actually depend upon it. It is a fairly effective way, depending on how big your reach is, to disseminate information. I cannot think of any political campaign that would not use things like YouTube and Facebook and Instagram and podcasts and anything they could possibly get to put the message out. Text messages, anything. So here we have this cat, Austin Peterson. He was the runner-up in the scrum from the Libertarian Party presidential nomination in 2016. He's now seeking the Republican Party nomination for a Senate seat in Missouri. And he's always used social networking extensively to communicate with and keep his potential constituents excited. So he feels especially hobbled now that his Facebook, or that Facebook, has suspended his ability to use or update his personal page for reasons he says he still doesn't understand. His professional campaign-oriented page is still active. Now, the suspension does not make the page disappear. But for now, Peterson writes in an email interview today, I cannot post, like, comment, or use my personal page to post any of the myriad Facebook pages that I am an admin of. Facebook is in the midst of a controversy over its potential role in shaping American politics in a non-neutral way. And Peterson wonders, in an open letter to founder Mark Zuckerberg, whether there might be a political bias involved in his still mysterious personal suspension. In that email interview today, he writes that I was signed out of Facebook on all my devices last week, and when I signed back in, I received a message saying that my live stream had been the cause of me being banned for 30 days. This was a live stream done on my professional public-facing account, Austin Peterson, but it was my personal account, Austin Wade, that got the ban. The live stream in question was promoting a raffle giveaway of an AR-15 rifle. Fox News, in reporting Peterson's ban today, thinks it found in Facebook's posted community standards a reason. The purchase, sale, or trade of firearms, ammunition, and explosives between private individuals isn't allowed on Facebook. Of course, Fox wanted to call Facebook and say, hey, Facebook, is this what's going on? And, of course, Facebook, there's nobody there to call. They didn't respond to this. Peterson says that in communication with Heinz Digital, a company that helps his campaign with digital strategies, a Facebook official verbally insisted that there was not an inherent problem with giving that gun away, but hinted that an automatic AI may have interpreted a video about a gun as something potentially dangerous and worth immediate takedown. I published one of those this past week, directly to Facebook. How many times has that been viewed? It hadn't been viewed a lot, but how many times has that been viewed now? It's been viewed. And we were shooting it, too. We were making it go bang, bang. It was horrible. Where is it? Come on. Facebook, work with me. Work with me here, Facebook. Oh, yeah. Well, that was a little short video. Where's the video? That's the other thing. Facebook's so hard. 771 times. So there's been time for this. This got put up on Wednesday, I want to think. So it's been shared 9 times. We're holding up an AR-15. Me, JT Albrecht, Sergeant Alex Albrecht, USMC. We all are shoosting the AR-15. My page still stands. We're not giving it away because it's mine, but it's still sitting there. So where is that AI? I mean, I'm 9 friends shy of having the max at 5,000. I mean, and it's on my personal page. Where is that AI? They'll say anything. The automatic story does not hold water, according to me, according to Peterson as well, since the AI, they state, takes down videos almost instantaneously, while my video wasn't taken down until 24 hours after it was created. As he wrote in his open letter, at the same time the block was affected, a Facebook Live video I posted to my official page promoting my campaign's AR-15 giveaway was removed. A few days later, a status update posted to my profile referencing the same giveaway was also removed. However, several posts promoting the giveaway, including paid dark posts, remain visible on our page. So he paid to get a little more reach with that. That's still there. He wonders aloud in his open letter to Zuckerberg about the propriety of seeming arbitrary clampdowns on a political candidate, especially considering the company's chief operating officer, Sheryl Sandberg, has donated the maximum allowable amount to my opponent, incumbent Democrat Claire McCaskill. In his open letter to Zuckerberg, he writes that, "I've been following with interest your recent statements defending Facebook as an unbiased platform for all ideas. I hope that's really true. However, blocking a candidate for the United States Senate for exercising support of the Second Amendment, especially with that candidate is challenging an incumbent favored by members of your board, is cause for concern and worthy of a large conversation and a public explanation." He prefaced his letter to Zuckerberg with assurances he would never use his power as a senator, were he to win the office, or call for legislation to interfere with your ability to run your company or set guidelines on users' behavior. But as of today, he was still awaiting word from Facebook on his personal account whether it's going to be reinstated or not. My thoughts on this are as follows. That is bias. Plain and simple. Unless they're taking down Claire McCaskill as well. If they want to be unbiased, that's fine. Be unbiased across the board. If they're going to be biased, and if you've got people on your board that like somebody, that's running against somebody, it's a political campaign, and you do this, it is quite transparent what you're doing. You can get that, you can get out there and remove posts without taking somebody down. Especially when you didn't take all of his stuff down. Especially when you haven't taken all of the posts pertaining to this particular subject down because he paid for them. That is, you know, getting, you know, if they were to take down the paid posts, then they would be really bumping up against something they don't want to try. Because I, you know, if you run a Facebook page that has anything to do with a business or a campaign or a company or something like that, I'm constantly posting something and they'll send me a little thing. You could reach so many people for $3. You could reach so many people for $10. That wouldn't work very well if you pay them and then they take it down anyway. That's not going to work. That business model will... That kind of practice will spread, and everybody will know, and they're not going to get very far with it. But coming up next, we're going to be joined by Rob Morse. He is, I don't know where he's at, but he's at AmCon with a bunch of people that I know, talking about a bunch of stuff I probably should be involved in. And since I'm not there, he's going to tell me about it when we get back. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter in every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You've chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Everybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. One of the big problems I have is like when I go to a luggage place or something like Mori Luggage at the mall, I go looking for a bag that I can stick my entire studio into, because if I did that, I could go to places like where my guest is right now. Because I do the show every day, I have to be able to take it with me, and it's just sort of big and ungainly, so... Instead, I try to find somebody who might be there. So I don't know where he is right now, but joining us tonight from AMCON is Rob Morse. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. The Amateur Media Conference, this is for Second Amendment bloggers, podcasters, videographers. You know, the person you and I hope to someday grow up to be?
Right.
And yeah. And what this conference was, Bill, as well as you attended the one last year, a meeting of friends, it's also people who are codifying for others what you've learned through hard-won experience. As you say, live radio, isn't it exciting every day? And you've got 1,000 tricks of things you work to avoid, and we're just sharing some of your hard-won knowledge with a bunch of beginners like me.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. That's right. I'm the professor, buddy. So anyway.
Well, you are, but you keep taking yourself to school. You've started doing more and more video. And now, what with GoPro, with the advanced iPhones that come with editing software,
yep.
We're lowering the bar. You don't need a million-dollar editing suite to – now, there's editing and there's processing. You know, if you want special effects, you drop a couple K on a computer, particularly now your iPhone does 4K video. Wow.
Yeah.
That was state-of-the-art.
Slow motion, it does. It does high frame rate slow motion, too.
Right. 60
yeah.
frames per second.
120.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was bleeding edge 8 years ago.
8 years ago, that was a $12,000 camera.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how do we manage that? And let's face it, very few of us need that resolution. I mean, if you're just a talking head, look, it's nice to edit it so you don't look too bad. but also know where that fits, know where that doesn't. So that, those are the sort of things we covered, as well as the things, just the bread and butter that you've learned. Know your guests so that if you are doing a live stream, this is how you can really hang yourself out to dry. You want to go be the media? People will surprise you.
So, now where is this being held this year?
This is right near the Dallas-Fort Worth Airport.
You know, what I would like to see is I'd like to see media, and maybe that has been happening. I've just never been invited to one, but do they do one of these kind of things at the NRA meetup when there's all of us there anyway?
I don't know that they do. So far, we just looked where to start this. You know, Gail Pepin and Masad Ayoub.
Yes.
Has been on your show.
Yes.
Gail said, gosh, we're trying to get better at our craft. Why don't we meet up? The Second Amendment Foundation jumped up and said, hey, we're going to rent this conference center. Here, people are coming in on a Friday. You take it before we use it. There's no reason any number of groups couldn't step in and have similar events. So far, this is the only one that I'm familiar with.
I think we'll have to see about putting one together. I think we ought to try to put one together for the next thing. I'll have to get with my NRA board member buddy pals and see what the process is like.
We could at least have conferences, if not an all day, as we did here. Yeah.
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 And you know, with the now you had people like Walters there. Walters was there supposedly giving ideas on how to do an interview, for example.
Right.
That's that kind of thing. For a lot of people, they would say, "Well, that's doing an interview. Well, that's actually sort of an art form. That's an art form, isn't it? It's not something that just some people know how to do it. Some people just know how to do it."
Do you remember when you and I were just getting? Go back 10 years ago. Our telephone conversations were bouncing off satellites, and there was a second and a quarter lag, which made fools of us all. And now you can get internet lag that makes all of us stumble over ourselves and interrupt each other over and over. We thought you were done. And then, as you say, there are different styles of interview. Some people want, here's a question, give me 5 sentences and we'll bat it back and forth. That's great. That's trivial when you and I are face to face.
Right.
I see you lean forward. Oh, Bill wants to toss in the next question. What are you thinking, Bill? That's easy. It's really hard to do, if you will, locked in your closet that you use for a studio, and you're just listening for auditory cues. And you've had guests before, Bill. You ask them a question. You go get a sandwich. You come back and go, that's great. We'll hear more of that answer just before the break. You know.
Yeah.
How do you adapt to that personal style? Indeed.
You have to. I mean, it's being an interviewer on anything, but definitely on audio, because audio is we're not seeing the pauses or the uncomfortable shift or shifting back and forth of the looks or anything. So you have to be a little bit like a prize fighter with really good footwork. You have to be able to fill in those gaps, because nobody, you know, I'm Jason right now. If I go all kinds of silent besides my usual dramatic pauses, he begins to, you know, his job is to make sure sound's going out. So, you know, it's a well orchestrated thing. So we have to make sure that all happens. And
and the enormous difference. One of the things they talked about, God bless the people that do live video. Wow, that's so much different than a recorded podcast. I can be stupid. I can say, you know, I think you stumbled over a word. Try that again. We get do-overs for free. Whereas guys that do live video, guys that do live radio like you, wow. Hi, here's reality. Come live on the exciting edge.
Well, see, the thing is, you got to look the way you do that. For me, the way I do it is, I had to learn to be self-deprecating. Like if I trip over, I've done it before to where it seemed like I was making a joke out of it, and I was legitimately having trouble just pronouncing the doggone word, and then I would just stop for a minute and just go, graduated the first time straight out of the block, swear to God, And, you know, you just got to, it's got to be fun because at the end of the day, a lot of people would, you know, like you do two, how many podcasts do you do a month?
Between 6 and 8.
Per month?
Yes. Excluding you. Yeah.
So, for me, and we'll get into this in just in the next segment, simply because I'm going to give you the props that I've never given you or Paul or your ensemble or any of the other people out there doing the podcast do. For the podcaster, we're going to talk about the things that make it special for them and everything. But as we're getting ready to, can people find out about AmCon? Where would they go to find out about AmCon?
I believe it was amcon.com. All you're going to see right there now is how to register for something you can't sign up for. We'll probably have some show notes that get published in the Polite Society podcast. We are setting up to live stream a, 15-hour event, a day
wow.
and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're downstairs doing mic checks. Tonight we're having a banquet and fashion show. Yours truly will highlight some products for sale.
Hang on just a second there, Catwalk King, before we run into the break here. We'll be right back with Rob Morse and find out more about AmCon, and apparently they're lunatics because they're going to do a 15-hour broadcast. Not happening with Bill. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. We are talking to Rob Morse, somewhere in Dallas, Texas. I presume they didn't get affected too bad by Harvey in Dallas?
No, far enough in. Although, on the way, as I drove up, I live closer to the coast. We
right.
went through many areas where you go, oh, look, it looks just like a competitive shooting range. There are berms lining the road that are debris and everything
yeah.
everybody ever owned. Laid up in piles on the street. It was
yeah.
pretty tragic to see.
Now, for everybody listening out there, if you're not listening to gun podcasts or, you know, and to these guys, to Polite Society, I have been a guest on the Polite Society podcast, and while I say that what Jason and I do is orchestrated, a lot of what Jason and I do at Genesis is automated as well. Now, Jason is like Captain Kirk. And I am Mr. Scott. I fly. I'm making the aircraft fly. He's the one making it, you know, giving the commands and making it happen. Whereas with a podcast, with like Polite Society, how many people are on Polite Society? Is it five or six?
Yes, depending on who can show up, can be as many as six.
So when Paul Lathrop and Rob start the Polite Society podcast, they've got a six-way Skype call going. Which is all being coordinated. And with a Skype call, they all have to know when they're going to talk because they can't talk on top of each other or to get all garbled and messed up. All of this is going on in an orchestrated fashion. They all know their cues and everything. It's like a Hollywood production. All of that is getting recorded, and then they have to go back and proof the recording and edit out the things they don't want to edit out. I mean, you guys allow profanity, for example, on your podcast?
We try and stay family friendly,
right?
You know,
so
the guy. We only get to make that mistake a few times,
right? So you're either beeping stuff out or editing it out altogether, right? If that actually happens.
Right.
So, I mean, with me, it's pretty much I fire and forget. I get up here, I show up, Jason and I hook up, we do a couple of sound checks, and we roll. And everything that I'm getting for a podcast is actually it's very nice, it's very refined, and I'm not doing a whole lot to make it happen. And these guys that are out here that are podcasters, purely podcasters, and I've done it before. I mean, when my show
joined us.
Well, I mean, when my show started, when it was Gun Owners of America Radio,
right?
I was running it on a MacBook Pro and on an iPad. All of my automation was on the iPad, and I had a Skype line coming in live, so I could take calls. And I was doing the webcast was going out on Stick'em. Do you remember Stick'em or Stick'Am? That was a video streaming website that one day just closed down. I mean, it was beautiful. There was no latency. It was good and nice and sharp. And one day they just closed down, and we were left to stuff like Ustream, where they just when that happened, Ustream started charging as soon as Stick'em went away. So now things like that don't happen anymore. But I, you know, I had to go in there and record everything. I had to run, and I could only do it for an hour.
Right.
Because I couldn't find a recorder that would record it any longer than that at the time for on my budget. So to the podcasters that are out there, to the YouTubers, I'm a YouTuber, I know what that's about. To the people who are doing sort of a hybrid of both, to the hangouts like Tack Daddy does.
Right.
My hat is off. You guys have a lot of plates in the air when it's on the air time.
It is. On the other hand, we have the luxury of saying, oh, boy, did you see the mess we made of that? We need to do that over, which you don't. We are both bleeding edge and way behind the curve at the same time. One thing where we were able to beat you out, and I'm intensely proud of this, that we got to him first, we made Dr. John Adeen the official staff physician for the Polite Society podcast. Don't you wish you'd thought of that?
I do, but only if that means that I get, like, you know, free checkups and, you know, maybe a couple of joints cracked, like my neck or something.
I figure all it means is, hey, John, when you want to do an interview, we'll stand in line and you'll say yes if you can. That's all it meant. But we just, like you, we appreciate the attention that he can give us when he has time.
Well, I mean, and that's another thing. The Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership, or do they have a representative there? Because they could be there, couldn't they?
Yes, they do.
Is it John?
They have two. In fact, they have three.
How many more of them are there?
Well, hundreds of members. I think the management team is now up to four or five.
Wow. Okay. Well, they are growing. Good for them.
Yeah, exactly. One thing that you've lived with, and you and I have talked about this, you can't make a mistake in front of your audience. Well, you can. You have to apologize immediately because your credibility is online. And that's true for new media as well. The only reason that our listeners give us a shake, we can be nimble on our feet and timely, and we have to be scrupulously honest if we make a mistake. Fortunately for us, and I've heard you live by this, Bill. You go, this is what I know right now. It may change. I've heard you say, look, we thought this was true. We had to change. We don't have the institutional bias that unfortunately, the mainstream media seems to be living with right now.
Well, you know, I've said many times that I would go where the data takes me. And yes. if suddenly it was like that Maximum Overdrive movie, the bad Stephen King adaptation with Emilio Estevez, if suddenly the guns stood up by themselves and started mowing us down, I might be anti-gun. I might become pro-welder, and I might get out there and take some guns and start welding them together so they couldn't be too nimble. But since that's never going to happen, I go to where the data takes me. So where the data takes me means that my agenda, I have a bias. Of course I have a bias. My bias is based upon true freedom. So that means that when somebody takes a knee for the national anthem, I look at him and I say, that's a monstrous sign of disrespect there, son. But you know what? I wore the uniform so you could do that. So you go ahead and enjoy that, even if you don't know the nature of that freedom.
Right. Right.
Because in a lot of cases, it was better that I be there than they be there. And on the other hand, allowing that takes a degree. And you, John, Paul, all of you, they're all the same way. You guys are all the same way. You sit back and there's a lot of lip chewing and everything else. But that gives us the freedom of being fairly honest about the bias and fairly honest about the facts. So,
well, we have a perspective. We're willing to learn new things. You and I would love to have Dr. John Locke come on and say, hi, I've got some shocking facts to present to you. I've done research. Look, you can't lay claim to the words that you use to describe it, but discovering the facts, you can't copyright the truth. You can't hide that,
right.
And therefore all of us to see. And hopefully that's the reason our listeners bother to, you know, give us the time of day.
I'm going to see who I can get to do now this year's NRA meetup is in Dallas as well, right?
It is as well, yeah.
So you'll be driving in versus flying in, and I'll be flying in.
Right.
So we ought to see if we can put together some little summit.
Sure.
Between now and then, and see if we can get somebody to foot that bill for us.
That would be great. The other, I'm going to go ahead and tease. We only got about a minute here.
Yes.
The event that hosted this is the Gun Rights Policy Conference. It's an annual event. My seventh annual, I think their 32nd annual.
Right.
And these are the political analysts, the legal practitioners, the advocates, the activists, the guys who will say, you know, I can't let freedom fail. They will drive to a state and start doing petition work to make sure that anti-rights politicians are not impeached. Help me. What's the word here, Bill?
Ridiculed and spotlighted and made to pay.
Yes,
we're about, you know, we got 10 seconds.
It's been great. Thank you so much for letting me join you.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much for joining me this evening so that we know a little bit more about AMCON. I'll be in touch. Hour number two is on its way. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com. DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast. The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.